Testing, 1, 2. I'd like to thank everybody for attending today's media conference. We have a great event this Saturday on Paramount Network starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'd like to just start with some of the fighters that are here today. I'd like to introduce Dylan Danis, who will be making an MMA debut against Kyle Walker. Welcome, Dylan. Next, we have undefeated Neiman Gracie, who will meet Javier Torres in the welterweight division. The third main event card features Rafael Lovato Jr., who was originally slated to fight John Salter, who could not make it due to injury, had to pull out. He'll be fighting Gerald Harris. Thank you, Gerald, for taking the fight on last-minute notice. Moving up to co-main event, we have Emmanuel El Matador Sanchez from Duke Rufus' gym, who will be facing Sam Cecilia at featherweight division. This bout could have title implications. And these two men really have been the icon of the sport for the last, 15 years. And this is a continuation of our World Heavyweight Grand Prix tournament. Really proud to introduce Frank Mir and Fedor Emelianenko will be the main event on Saturday at the Allstate Arena. So at this point, I think we should just open it up for questions. So let's start with the media.
Scott, this main event is obviously one that fans have talked about for a long time, like probably a dozen years. Can you talk about kind of the importance of being able to put it together now, even if it wasn't, 8, 10, 12 years ago?
You know what I mean? And I think let's address that because, the reason why this fight didn't happen because, they were fighting for two different organizations at that time. And, there's no co-promotion back then. So you're right. This fight would have been great. But I think it's going to be even greater. And I think both of these guys are, at the point in their career where this is a must win. This has title implications moving forward in the Grand Prix tournament. And I'm really excited to see that. When we put this fight together, started this tournament together, the fight in the back of my mind was this fight. This is the first fight. This was the fight that was supposed to happen in January in L.A. But Frank wasn't available. Fedor had some type of procedure on his nose. So we pushed it to April, and here we are. And I'm really excited. The fans are excited. I mean, if you've looked at the digital pieces our digital team has put out, man, following Fedor, following Frank, I mean, it's been unbelievable. And I'm really, really excited to see that fight because this was this is what the tournament was all based off of.
Saying that, though, and I think you've addressed this in the past, that the pairings were sort of just kind of luck of the draw. Is that true? Or, would it have been better for these guys to have met potentially in the final? Or was the first round the way to do this?
I'll tell you, one of the things, and that's a good question, but I'll tell you honestly, one of the things I've learned in this business is when you can make a fight, you make the fight. Because there's no guarantees that that fight will happen later. Whether it's in a tournament or a single match, there's no guarantees in this sport. People get hurt all the time. Things happen. And so, to me, we had the opportunity to pair this up, and I said, let's get it on.
And I'm wondering if you could address the co-main event. I know Emmanuel has said that he would like to be next in line for the featherweight title with a win. Sam has said that he'd like to build a little bit of a resume. I'm sure he'd take a title fight if you gave him one if he wins. But can you talk a little bit about the significance of this particular fight in terms of the title picture? I know you've got a title fight coming in the next month or two, but just the importance of this fight.
Yeah, this fight, we're going to watch it carefully and very closely. And when I think about Emmanuel's, performances in Bellator, he's been amazing. And so, we're going to take a look at this fight. And, Sam's a tough kid. We're gonna keep a close eye on it. And then, that's something we'll determine after. Go back and talk to my guys, and then we'll reshuffle the deck. But by all means, I think that the winner, could clearly be somebody that fights for the title in the next sometime this year.
Cool. Thank you so much, Gerald. What are you doing here? Right.
That's a great question.
You're supposed to be retired. We all thought.
Well, honestly, I retired because I kind of felt like my career wasn't going anywhere. I was just feeling like I was peaking, and I tore my Achilles tendon. So once I did that, I had to take a few months off, surgery, rehab. Fought two times and talked to my wife and said, hey, let's just live a normal life. And I I'm teaching high school. I own a gym, and life is good. I mean, no complaints. But I keep watching my friends fight, and it's just killing me. I'm really good friends with Chael Sonnen, King Mo, Rampage, and I'm just watching these guys do their thing, and we're all similar age. And I was sitting on the couch. I was like, babe, I could do it. Got back into training, and just got a phone call. And I'll be honest, the first time I got it, I turned it down. And as soon as I hung up the phone, you know, my gut was like, dude, do it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm super happy to be here. I was literally on my couch on my little like app. I'm too cheap for cable, so I get the little app set. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I was trying to like DVR this event, and I end up being on it. So, man, it's amazing. This is the best card I've ever been on.
So are you saying you turned down this fight this week, and then you called them back?
I got the call Tuesday. Sit on the couch eating donuts. You know what I'm saying? It was my fat day and my little training. And I was like, man, I just ate a donut, man. I can't fight on Saturday. The one day I choose to eat something fat. And but I'm fine, though. I'm in shape. I've been training my butt off. And it was just the natural instinct going, I want to be ready. This is Bellator. I can't take a last-minute fight. But mentally, I'm prepared. I'll tell you something, and a lot of fighters will tell you, that mentally, short-notice fights are a lot more fun, a lot less stress. If I had 8 weeks to think about Lovato, it's just a long time watching video, training. And then look what happened to him. His opponent backed out at the last minute, you know. So I'm fine. It's mentally a lot easier, but physically it's going to be a lot harder.
And are you here for good this time?
Oh, hell yeah.
until the next time you're ready to...
I don't want to say one and done. I went into this going, hey, I want to put on a good impression, and hopefully you guys will keep me around. This is literally the only organization I've never fought for. I've always wanted to fight for Bellator. I've never said anything bad about them. But whenever I was released from the organization I was with, it was kind of a tough time for the two. And I can understand why they didn't sign me, because I was kind of like leftovers at the time. But years have passed, and I have a great relationship with a lot of the staff here, Mike Kogan. It's just kind of crazy. I mean, I was a little starstruck when I met Mr. Coker. I mean, it's just great to be here. So... And I got to take a picture with Fedor, so, yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And for Mr. Lovato, can you talk about the changes that you have to go through adjusting to a new opponent on just a few days' notice in a situation like this?
Well, I think the hardest part is when you wake up in the morning on Tuesday and you get the news that you don't have an opponent, you know, and you're kind of left in limbo for a little while. But, you know, I just want to give a massive thank you and huge respect to Gerald for taking the fight. And for Bellator for putting everything back together again in such a short amount of time. I didn't have to sleep another night wondering what was going to happen. You know, within a few hours, they were able to put it all together. So I think the change of opponent worked out about as good as it possibly could to still have such a quality, reputable fighter such as Gerald. You know, the Salter fight was, I think, a very big fight, you know, with... title contentions, you know, lining up for the winner. And so I was definitely, you know, bummed at first, but now I think, you know, we still have a very exciting fight, and everything's worked out really well. You know, stylistically, they're a lot different. Gerald is much more explosive, but, you know, still similar wrestling background. So, you know, thankfully, everything I think worked out about as good as it possibly could for me.
Dylan, this is your first MMA fight. How does it feel different than preparing for a jiu-jitsu match? More or less confidence, more or less butterflies? What's different?
I wouldn't think it was different. It's the same thing. It's the same recipe. You know, work your ass off and you get the results. So it's the same thing in that sense. But it's just different in the media sense and everything like that. But it's just adjusting. You know, I want to adapt to every situation. So I'm just going with the flow and just feeling everything out. It's my first time, but... I feel prepared. You know, when I was in the back, it felt like a funeral. Everybody was like kind of like daunting, and like I was like, what the hell's going on here? I feel great. I feel ready to go. I feel fresh, and I'm going to take this man out.
Question for Frank. Now that the fight is close, do you feel very anxious to get in there and finally perform? And what's necessary for you to get out of this performance?
I think everybody as a fighter, we're always nervous to perform at our best because, you know, look, just like Scott was referring to earlier, you know, winning and losing, sometimes not really in our control. The other guy could have a great night, you know, things happen, cuts, bad decisions. But the one thing that is within our control is performing. I think that's the thing that all fighters get most angry about. I would be much happier losing a fight, and I fight my best, what I'm capable of. I can live with that. If I go out there and I fight like garbage and don't perform up to my ability, that's a nightmare. And then I have 6 months before I can do it again to go out there and redeem myself. That's much harder for a fighter psychologically to deal with, is a bad performance. So I'm nervous for every competition because I want to showcase what I know that I'm capable of. But like all fighters, I know some days I go in the gym and I look like, you know, Zeus incarnate, you know, Thor, I'm a god. And there's days I've gone to the gym and you don't look very good. You're off, your timing's down. You're like, ah, man, that shit, I missed a move. I got taken down. And what the hell's going on? So that's the part that's makes you apprehensive. You're like, well, I want to make sure that I have, you know, I tell people this is the mind-wrecking part of our sport. All of us here have gone to work every day for the last couple months, but we're going to be judged upon one 15-minute period of performance. So you can train like garbage, show up, hang out with your girl and stuff and not go to train and win, and that's all that matters to the audience, to the crowd, where I can do everything correctly, and I've been there. You do everything 100%. You ate right. You dieted right. You trained right. You showed up to every practice. You go out there, and all of a sudden, you juked when you should have jived. You get a knee up the gut, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, it's over with. Go home. See you in a couple more months. And that's the part that makes us insane.
Thank you. Also, Scott, the numbers have been trending very well for Chicago. Are you looking to make this an annual event and possibly a pay-per-view in the future?
Yeah, this event, Chicago's always been good to us, and we, you know, even back in the Strikeforce days, you know, but we've always brought up a pretty big card here, and I think that once a year we'll come to Chicago and put on a great fight for the fans.
And a question regarding Fedor. Is going to be a much larger audience. You'll be able to view this fight since it's on cable TV, especially in Russia. Will there be a much larger audience? Most of his fans, will they be available to watch this fight since it's on cable TV and not pay-per-view?
Ну, конечно, будет больше болельщиков из России. Все будут болеть. Но будут смотреть соревнования.
Well, certainly there will be much more fans, and it will be available for much bigger crowd, and there will be a lot of fans in Russia who will be watching this fight.
В России ММА, в частности, Беллатор очень популярны. Поэтому хоть и рано утром будет трансляция, но я думаю, что очень много будет людей смотреть.
MMA in Russia is very popular nowadays, especially Bellator, which is very known. And in spite of the fact that the show will be like early in the morning in Russia, still there will be a lot of people watching.
So this fight will air live on Match TV, is my understanding.
Yeah. Gentlemen, Mr. Coker, first of all, could you just explain, you know, a year ago came here to Chicago and it was... Quinton Rampage Jackson and Mola Wall. Can you talk about the growth of Bellator over that last 12 months, given what we've now got, an incredible card, and how the organization has maybe come on in those 12 months?
You know, I'll tell you, it's something we're really proud of. And none of this would be possible unless we had Paramount Network. And there's one gentleman, Mr. Kevin Kay, who really loves MMA. I always talk about this story, but he's the one that greenlit Ultimate Fighter back in 2005, and without, you know, his support, where would all these fighters be? Where would MMA be? Where would, you know, would we have this, you know, audience today that we have? I mean, so really, I looked at Kevin as one of the pioneers of the sport because, you know, he loved it, he gave it a chance, and it worked, right? And so here we are today, and when I think about Bellator, not just over the last year, Gareth, but I'm talking over the last 3 years, you know, it's, I think we've had phenomenal growth in a lot of different areas, and one is the fighter, you know, development. One is the fighter recruiting. One is, you know, maintaining the fighter roster. I mean, look at the roster from 3 years ago to today. It doesn't look anything like what it was back then. And so, you know, we have a great TV deal with Paramount. We have some good thing, some fun things we're going to announce maybe before the end of the year for distribution. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I'm proud of the company. I'm proud of the work. And I'm proud of the staff that we have. They're doing a very good job.
Thank you. A question for the Frank Mir. Frank, great to have you back. You look in great shape, 45 pounds lighter than maybe
yeah,
three or
300
four months
pounds
ago.
Didn't look good on me, huh? I pulled
you
it off
great.
Okay.
You pulled it off great. Is there any greater motivation after 18 years in the sport and 2 years away than coming back to face the guy who they call the last emperor, a lot of people feel is the greatest of all time in the heavyweights in mixed martial arts? Is there any greater motivation than coming back against this guy?
No, actually, and it really was a blessing. You know, at first, when I first got the call, honestly, I didn't want the fight, the first fight back. 2 year layoff. I'm also a strategist. It didn't seem like a good idea. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe throw me, you know, I wouldn't mind a softball, you know, like throw me a little underhand pitch, maybe the first swing, you know. Like, nah, we're going to give you Fedor. And then when I understood that it was a tournament style, I'm like, well, you know, it'd be nice if this worked out that we were in the finals together. But, you know, there's six other guys that don't want to cooperate with that process. And they're going to try to screw this up. So it made sense that if I want this fight, it had to happen now. And so, it helped me get really motivated because I've actually taken my nutrition and everything a lot more serious than I ever have in the past. You know, sitting staring at photos of yourself being fat for the last couple of years bugged me. But if I'd have been fighting probably some young up-and-coming guy that no one really knew, I don't know if I'd have had the same motivation as fighting Fedor. You know, knowing that I'm fighting a legend of the sport, somebody who I still feel has it, you know. A lot of guys, it's funny, they're coming after me going, well, you know, you're not fighting the same Fedor. I'm like, really? I don't know, man. Did you guys see him hitting the bag? You see him moving around? That right hand he threw at Mitrione was lightning quick. It just happened to be that Mitrione threw a hook at the same exact time. And that's the nature of heavyweight fighting, is that we have the highest knockout percentage of any of the weight classes. It's just, you know, you get guys that are 240, you wrap our hands, people fall down if you connect. And another fight that I always alluded to when people try to ever question his motivation, whether he wants to fight anymore, is the Maldonado fight. Everybody goes, well, you saw he fought Maldonado. It's like, yeah, I saw a guy that got tagged really hard and was going to get paid either way and still bit down on his mouthpiece and fought back. He fought back for two more rounds. If somebody didn't have a motivation to fight anymore, why keep fighting back? Why keep taking that abuse? If anything, he turned into a young man all over again, and it wasn't the most strategic fight in the world. He showcased nothing but heart. So seeing that, I see a guy who's still extremely dangerous, somebody that motivated me. And you can see from my appearance, for the last 4 months, I've taken this extremely seriously.
I've got a question. Thank you, Frank. Question for you, Fedor. How do you feel about Frank Mir and this being called, you know, the meeting of two of the greatest heavyweights of all time? And what Frank's saying about that he's incredibly motivated because it's you he's coming back to face after 2 years away.
Федор, что вы чувствуете по поводу вашего боя со Фрэнком? Многие называют это как бы одной из величайших битв величайших бойцов. И у Фрэнка очень большая мотивация вот на этот бой. Что вы чувствуете по этому поводу?
Ну, конечно, я очень рад, что мы встретимся с Фрэнком. Долгие годы этого не удавалось, потому что мы выступали в разных промоушенах, но Фрэнк один из лучших бойцов, один из великих бойцов.
Certainly I'm very happy, I mean, to meet Frank in this very fight, because it's been a long time. You know, people were waiting for this very fight, but we worked in different promotions, so that's why that was not possible. But nowadays I'm really very happy.
Я знаю, что многие наши фанаты, они очень ждут, наши любители ММА, они очень ждут, ждали долго этого боя. И спасибо Скотту Кокеру, что он организовал этот бой, что мы встретимся с Фрэнком. Он, я вижу, находится в замечательной форме. И думаю, тем интереснее будет бой.
I know that a lot of fans, a lot of our fans have been waiting for this very fight for a long time. So, and I would like to thank Scott Cocker for that very opportunity, and I will be happy to meet Frank in the cage, and I can see that he's in great shape. So that's going to be an interesting fight, I hope.
Another question for Fedor. Now, Frank obviously has an incredible ability. I mean, MMA is about a different armory, lots of different skills. Frank obviously is renowned for his ground fighting as well as his stand-up from the southpaw stance. But is there a concern about Frank wanting to take this to the ground very quickly because he may not want to face your flying fists?
Наблюдаю как бы за Фрэнком и знаю манеру Фрэнка, я так думаю, что вы знаете, что Фрэнк очень хороший в партере и хороший в стойке. И вызывает ли какую-нибудь озабоченность, вы думаете, будет его намерение перевести игру в партер, перевести бой в партер, чтобы ускользнуть от вашего летящего кулака?
Вы хотите, чтобы я рассказал вам всю стратегию?
Do you want me to tell you all the strategy right now?
Yes. Ну нет, на самом деле я всегда говорил, что нужно бойцу ММА нужно быть универсальным и одинаково хорошо себя чувствовать как лежа, так и стоя.
Well, I always say and I consider that the MMA fighter has to be the universal one, so he has to be good both in stand-up and at the ground as well.
Поэтому посмотрим. Бой можно предполагать одно, но бой может пойти совсем по-другому.
So, we'll see. We can actually propose, but the fight can go in different direction.
Потому что я готовился. Допустим, моя команда имела определенную стратегию, одну стратегию Фрэнка, команда Фрэнка другую стратегию. Вот кто сможет навязать свое, кто будет себя чувствовать хорошо, стоя, лежа, неважно как, но кто будет лучшим, тот, наверное, победит. Как нам Бог даст.
So, so we'll see, we'll leave. That was. We'll live, we'll see. That was the phrase from the audience. The answer of Fyodor, that his team has, you know, when he worked out training, preparing for the fight, so his team had one strategy, and the team of Frank, you know, maybe has another strategy. So we'll be, during the fight, we'll be able to see which strategy will be, you know, best. And it will be seen, you know, if it will be, you know, in stand-up or in the ground. So we'll see.
For Mr. Gracie, you bring an undefeated record into the cage. Your uncle laid the foundation for the sport in the UFC. How much pressure is on you? You know, where do you see yourself going? Will your legacy be complete without a title shot? You know, there's obviously the family name is on the line. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I think I used to the pressure. You know, I've been competing since I was 12 years old and carrying the name. So I'm used to that already, and it feels just another fight, you know. And I hope to perform well. I've been training really hard. And yes, I look for a title shot pretty soon, you know. Maybe not the next fight, but one or two more, you know. After this fight, if everything goes well, that's someone I want to fight. And you guys are going to know Saturday night if everything goes well.
So you'll announce your next opponent with a victory in the cage?
Yes, I will ask for him, and I hope the fight happens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A quick question in Russian to Fyodor. Fyodor, есть, я понимаю, что был очень сложный перелет. Нет какой-то подробной информации о подготовке вашей команды именно здесь. Потому что, может, это обманчивое впечатление, что немножко уставшие глаза, как джетлэг перенес, и как проходит подготовка именно здесь, вот в США.
The question, as far as understood, there was, I mean, the flight to here was really very complicated, and it's a long flight, so we don't have any information about your training right here, so maybe that's just the, you know, false impression, but the eyes maybe seem to be a little bit tired. So can you tell a few words about how the preparation, the training here takes place?
Спасибо большое. Нет, чувствую себя хорошо, спасибо. Перелет, были определенные трудности в перелете, но я восстановился и адаптировался. Вот, тренируемся мы в замечательном зале, то есть я не испытываю никаких удобств. Тренировки сейчас легкие, подводящие.
So thank you very much for the question, but I feel really very good. Thanks very much. Yeah, there were some complications during the flight, but so I recovered after the flight, and right now we work out in the beautiful gym, but the trainings are not really, you know, very difficult. They're kind of light. That's preparation for the fight. So I feel myself really good.
Thanks. Dylan, real quick question for you. A couple days ago, it was posted that there was a comment that was made about you within four fights kind of running the show at Bellator. Was that a comment that was taken out of context?
I think it was after one fight. It was after this weekend. I said, I feel like I'll own the company. So, but yeah, that's what I said.
Scott, response to that?
I love it all, man. It's all good.
We'll be co-owners, so it's okay.
Dylan, there was alluded to that you were here a year ago in Chicago.
Yeah.
Obviously, a young fighter by the name of Steve Cazola called you out. That was a fight that wasn't put together. You end up getting Kyle Walker 12 months later. The difference between jiu-jitsu and now the full MMA game, was that enough time for you to train and get ready for this fight?
Yeah, 100%. I've been doing this martial arts since I was 15, so I don't see it as a couple months thing. I see it as a lifetime thing. You know, I've been a martial artist since I was a kid. It's basically who I am, so it's not anything I need to prepare for because I've been doing it my whole life. I've been fighting my